Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ, from God the Holy Spirit. The triune God who comes to you and to me today to assure us of the forgiveness of our sins. Today is an exciting day. I know it's exciting for you. You're probably still just filled with the joy of having a brand new daughter as part of the family, and I'm looking at smiling parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, everybody's excited. And of course you're excited because of baptism. Just as we sang in that very first hymn, you came into this church, Nora was part of your family. As you leave, now she's also part of God's family. An exciting day. Even for the rest of us, it is an exciting day because as we get to watch this amazing sacrament given to you and to me, God's church, perhaps you're busy thinking about when you brought your own children to that font, whether it was this one or one like it. And perhaps you remember the joy of that day as well. Perhaps you're thinking about your own baptism. And now your mind goes back to a day that perhaps you don't remember, but you are now thinking about your home congregation and what that place looks like, and you're thinking about what the font looks like of the place where you are baptized. Perhaps your childhood pastor is coming to mind. And it's an exciting day because as we watch this baptism and as we now think about Jesus' baptism, you rejoice in the fact that however long ago that was, 5 minutes, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, the promises have not changed. God's grace is still there. And the promise that claimed you as His very own child, when you and I say, I am baptized into Christ, that promise is still yours. An exciting day. An exciting day because we also, on this day, get to rejoice in the baptism of our Lord. So we want to spend a few moments and we're going to talk about our gospel lesson. We're going to focus just in on the last three verses of that lesson. This is Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. I am well pleased with you." Baptism is amazing. Probably should say that with more excitement. Baptism is amazing. Amazingly simple. As you and I think about Jesus' baptism and as we think about my baptism, your baptism, amazingly simple. And it's amazingly special. As you think about Jesus' baptism, my baptism, amazingly special. So baptism is amazing. Let's start with Jesus' baptism. We are told in those days, the first part of the gospel lesson that you and I read earlier summarizes the work of John the Baptist. We had a chance back in the Advent season to talk about John, his work, his dress, his diet. He is there by the Jordan River and he is in the process of using that gift that the Lord had given to him as he is using this baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all of these people are coming out to him. In those days, while he's there at the Jordan River and as he's doing his work, we are told that Jesus comes from Nazareth in Galilee. Very simple. Nazareth was a simple town. Nothing really great or bad about it, nothing that made it stand out better or worse than many of the other little towns up in the area. It wasn't an area that was kind of looked down on by the Jews in Jerusalem and Judea as sort of a backwoods place. Just kind of a simple place. And as Mark simply says that Jesus comes from Nazareth in Galilee, he's kind of summarizing very briefly the first 30 years of Jesus' life. We know about his birth. We know about when he was brought into the temple and Simeon saw him. We know about the Magi visiting. We know about when he was in the temple at age 12. And after that event, we're simply told he goes back up to Nazareth and there he lives with his parents and is obedient to them and grows in wisdom and in stature before God and men. And now in those days, Jesus comes from Nazareth in Galilee to be baptized by John. Very simple. The fact that he came to be baptized wasn't all that unusual, at least not on the outside. All kinds of people were coming. But John the Baptist understood it was unusual because you know from the other gospel writers that he kind of balked a little bit. Jesus, you probably ought to be baptizing me, not the other way around. John understood that Jesus didn't need to repent and he didn't need the forgiveness of sins. And yet he relented. And Mark just so simply summarizes, Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan. You can't get much simpler than that. My baptism, your baptism, is also amazingly simple. For many of us, we don't even remember it. We know it took place because we have a certificate that documents that event. We know it took place because we have moms and dads and sponsors and others who have proclaimed to us that this is an event that took place. And that's all fine. We just don't remember it. But we know it happened. Perhaps some of you do remember it. For whatever reason, you are a little bit later on in life when you are baptized, and perhaps now in your mind you are going back to maybe the church in which it took place. Maybe it was some evening, and it was just you and perhaps two or three other people. So simple. Whether you remember it or not really isn't important, because it can't get much simpler. Whether you remember it or not, you understand what took place at that time. We're about to talk about those amazing things. But at that event, all it took was a little bit of water. And even the water in and of itself is just simple water. God picks the most common element that there is, a thing that you can find almost anywhere. A few words, words that have been said hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands and thousands of times, words that you have heard perhaps hundreds of times, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So simple. You would think that as we get into some of the things that baptism does, that when God would come to you and to me, He would come with something elaborate. He would come with something flashy. He would come with something that would just simply grab your attention. And if you're going to do the things that baptism does, you would expect that it would be something that you really got to plan out well, and you got to make sure you get all the steps in just the right place. But God doesn't do that. It's amazingly simple. A little bit of water, a few words, person to be baptized in about 10 seconds. And you got your baptism. Amazingly simple. And because baptism is amazing, amazingly simple, maybe that's why it's also amazingly special. It did not take very long after Jesus' baptism to find out that this very simple act was extremely special. Just as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. I am well pleased with you." As Jesus comes up out of that water and as he's walking up the banks of the Jordan River, all of a sudden, and I kind of like to imagine what this must have looked like, the heavens are torn open. Torn open so that you and I can see what's on the other side. And what you see is the triune God stepping into action. The triune God, the only true God, the God who reveals himself to you and to me in his precious word, coming into our history. Amazingly special. Three distinct persons, one indivisible God, blows our minds. You've got the Son coming up out of the water. The Spirit coming down to Jesus, toward Jesus, in the form of the dove. The booming voice proclaiming who this man coming out of the water is. Amazingly special, as you and I see the triune God now put His plan of the salvation of the world into action, showing us who this Jesus is. Amazingly special. Jesus stands there as the one who is now fulfilling all righteousness. Here is the one who had been promised ever since the days of the Garden of Eden. Here is the one who has been set aside to be the one who is going to step into the world's place. Here is the anointed one, the one who has been set aside, anointed by the Holy Spirit in power. I suppose you could say his baptism was his inauguration day. As Jesus steps into the limelight, steps out of that quiet, perfect service that he had been doing for the last 30 years, and now begins the public proclamation of who he is and why he's been doing what he's doing. The anointed one is here. And this isn't just any man coming up out of the Jordan River. This is not just another king, not just another prophet, not just another judge. You are my son. The Son of God stands there under the waters of baptism. With you I am well pleased. There's the Father's summary, the first 30 years of Jesus' life. We don't know much about what was going on. We know very little about what he was doing, but we do know this: perfect. He made his Father proud as he did everything that was necessary to supply the obedience that you and I so desperately need. Amazingly special. Jesus, in his baptism, steps into the waters of baptism not because he needed to repent, not because he needed the forgiveness of sins, but because we did. We're the ones born in sin. We're the ones enemies of God by nature. We're the ones who are hostile to him. And unless he intervenes, and unless he comes, and unless he does something about that, we will remain dead in sin, enemies of God, hostile to him forever, and we will land ourselves in hell. He did intervene. And at his baptism, he identifies with you and me. At his baptism, he says, I'm going to take all the sins of all those who have ever lived, and I am now going to place myself under those sins. I'm going to show you that I am the one who was born of the woman, born under law, to redeem those under law. I am going to become what you are, so that you can be what I am. That's why Jesus' baptism is amazingly special. He identifies himself with you. Baptism is amazing. And just as Jesus' baptism is amazingly special, so also my baptism is amazingly special. It does not take very long after you see this very simple act to realize how special it is. This is something God told us to do. You and I did not come here this morning because this seems like kind of a neat thing that the church came up with. That it's kind of a fun little process, and it's kind of a neat thing, and it gets family and friends together, and we get to have some meals afterwards. We're doing this because Jesus told us to. We're not doing this because we really want to tell God how much we like Him. We're not doing this because we're trying to tell God how much we desire to be His child. This is His work. This is His gift. And He tells you how much He wants you to be His child. And He shows you what He's done so that you can be His child. That's why Jesus tells us to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. My baptism is amazingly special because of what it gives. It gives the forgiveness of sins. Every single one of those sins that Jesus took upon himself when he identified with you and with me has been sent away. He's the one that paid the price. He's the one that paid the debt. He's the one that satisfied the anger of the Holy God. There is no sin before God's eyes anymore. Amazingly special, this baptism gives you the forgiveness of sins. It gives you life. You are no longer dead. You and I are born dead. separated from God and all of His blessings, but not anymore. Just as you celebrate your birthday, don't forget to celebrate the rebirthday. We're no longer dead in sin, now you are alive in Christ. Alive in Him, connected to your Lord and to your God, and enjoying all of the blessings that He has to offer. Amazingly special. Look at what it gives. It gives eternal life. No longer dead in sin and headed for hell. Now we are alive, and heaven is ours, and we know that we're going there. Already now, that eternal salvation belongs to you, and it belongs to me. Amazing. Amazingly special. Baptism is amazing. And now remember when we said that at Jesus' baptism, He identified Himself with you? So now at your baptism, you are identified with Him. When Jesus was baptized, He took on everything that this world was. He took on all the sin. At your baptism, you get everything that Jesus did. You are now clothed in Christ, covered in Christ. As far as God is concerned, you've already died, you've already risen, you're living forever. The debt has been paid off. You did it. Because you get the credit for everything that Jesus did. That's what makes baptism so amazingly special. You are connected to Him. Exciting day. In fact, this entire hour is so exciting. Just think about what we've had a chance to do today. The whole service is gospel. The whole thing is what God has done, how God comes to you, how He shows you Himself as the triune God, and you are His dear children. The whole thing. The first lesson, you hear Jesus say in Isaiah, I didn't come just to gather a few people who have Abraham's blood in their veins. I'm a light to the nations. I'm your Savior. That second lesson answers the most important question that can ever be asked. What must I do to be saved? And that gospel gives you what it asks for. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you are saved. Baptism. Nora's, yours, all baptism. Jesus' baptism. All pointing us to that amazing Lord Jesus Christ and everything He gives to you. The supper. The other sacrament. The very body and blood, really present with the bread and the wine to tell you individually, just in case you missed it, that you are forgiven. You are my child. This is why I came. This is an exciting day. Amazing. The whole thing, amazingly simple. Word, water, bread, wine. The whole thing, amazingly special. You are God's child. Amen.